Remember literally last week how Texas is trying to pass an age verification law, which is extremely dystopian and requires every app on the App Store to be KYC'd? Well, Big Tech is now suing Texas, and they say that age verification law is a broad censorship regime.
We'll bow to the first order!
And I can't really say I disagree. So this was a few days ago, and CCIA said in a press release that the law violates the First Amendment by imposing a sweeping age verification, parental consent, and compelled speech regime on both app stores and app developers. When app stores determine that a user is under 18, the law prohibits them from downloading virtually all apps and software programs and from making any in-app purchases unless their parent consents and is given control over the minor's account. Minors who are unable to link their accounts to the parent or guardians, or who do not receive permission, would be prohibited from accessing App Store content. The members of this lawsuit include Apple and Google, who both said the law would reduce privacy for app users. Now, if you click here, they do describe their plans of what they are going to do if this does have to go through, and this is my entire last video if you're curious to see that. But this is now the update to that. To boil down their main arguments that they're going to use in court. The first one is that this is not part of our Constitution, and this is a First Amendment violation. The second thing is that this impacts virtually all apps and software programs. So this isn't just reserved for things that maybe we can get behind, like maybe NSFW content. This applies to everything, including weather apps. Third, they say this reduces privacy for all users, and including even children. And I talked more about that in the last video. And finally, they say that this is too vague and unworkable, which also is very true because the law didn't really specify really anything. It just said you have to age verify users, and it didn't talk about data retention policies. It didn't talk about anything that really was the nitty gritty details. It's just like, do this or else. To summarize their arguments into an analogy, they say none of our laws require businesses to card people before they can enter bookstores and shopping malls. The First Amendment prohibits such oppressive laws as much in cyberspace as it does in the physical world. Really good stances and all things I fundamentally agree with from Apple and Google, which is not something I say often. And I think what Texas did is just so dystopian that they actually have to oppose this. Now, surprise, there's actually two lawsuits. But before I cover the second lawsuit, I want to cover a bit of a double standard here, and it's very hypocritical, because the CCIA, whose members are Apple and Google, are saying that this is a compelled speech regime on both app stores and app developers. App developers, you say? You mean the same app developers who Google is trying to KYC to prevent sideloading on Android? So, I think these companies aren't perfect. I want to be very clear here. I covered this as well in a recent video, and how things like F-Droid and sideloading can just go away on Android because of Google. But yeah, they are on the right side of this one, I suppose. Now, the second lawsuit is different plaintiffs, but they have pretty much the same exact concerns. So this is from a student advocacy group, which is representing two Texas minors, and they're represented by Davis Wright Tremaine. Their argument is quite simple. The First Amendment does not permit the government to require teenagers to get their parents' permission before accessing information, except in discrete categories like obscenity. And I think that's any reasonable person might believe about this. The Constitution also forbids restricting adults' access to speech in the name of protecting children. This law imposes a system of prior restraint on protected expression that's presumptively unconstitutional.
You can't handle the truth!
I'd like to remind people that if this law passes, it's going to affect Wikipedia, search apps, internet browsers, WhatsApp, Slack, Audible, Kindle, I have a whole list here. Netflix, Spotify, YouTube, Coursera, Code Academy, Duolingo, your freaking bird can't get you. New York Times, Washington Street Journal, ESPN, The Atlantic News, Substack, Medium, CapCut, everything else. Pretty much the key point here is that this goes way beyond just social media and adult content. This is literally educational stuff that keeps children away from really legitimate information as well. And also, it requires KYCing yourself, even if you're an adult, to access that same information. It's a privacy nightmare on all accounts. Now, if you're interested in the legal side of things, both lawsuits are actually arguing based on a Supreme Court decision in 2011, which is Brown versus Entertainment Merchants Association, which struck down a California law restricting the sale of violent video games to children. The Supreme Court said in Brown that a state's power to protect children from harm does not include a free-floating power to restrict the ideas to which children may be exposed. So yeah, in my last video, I talked about First Amendment issues, privacy destruction, scope beyond adult content, unworkable requirements, and precedent for expansion. And these are all the things that the big tech companies right now seem to be going after, which is validation, I think, on our ends, but also I think says that big tech can do sometimes good things, right? And there are still more evil companies, I think. You don't see Facebook here.
You can cut that out.
And look, I don't love agreeing with big tech on things, but when you have Apple, Google, student advocacy groups, and actual Texas miners that are all saying the same thing that we said last week, maybe this law is just a shit law that has unconstitutional overreach. And I'd like to remind people, Apple and Google will still comply with this law, right? They are bound to laws. They will have to build the infrastructure. The last video talked about what infrastructure they're going to build. But they're still suing because they can't even make this work without destroying privacy and violating the Constitution. So I think it's an interesting position to be in here. Now, some timelines, and I wrote these here on the side if I'm looking away from you. The lawsuit's been filed already. The legal process has begun. January 1st, 2026 is when the law technically takes effect unless an injunction is granted. So in the coming months, the court will likely issue preliminary injunctions, which might temporarily block this, but that doesn't mean we should let up. You should still, all of you, be contacting all of your politicians, especially in Texas. Tell them that this is bad. Tell them this is wrong. There should be pressure on all sides to oppose this. And then long term, the case is going to work through the courts, possibly all the way up to the Supreme Court. We don't know. If it gets to the Supreme Court, they might actually vote in Texas's favor with how things have been going. All of that is speculative, and despite what might happen in the future, what we can control is what we do now, so you shouldn't be doing what you do now based on hypothetical stuff in the future. Like, we should still be assuming January 1st, this is going to be happening, and we need to do everything we can to fight back. And also remember that this is a broader pattern. This isn't just Texas. It's also Utah. Their law is going into effect on May 7th, and then we also have Louisiana, which is July 1st. So this matters way beyond Texas. They've even talked about passing a federal bill, and other states might start pursuing this, and now you have to start suing every state to just prevent KYCing users. I don't know if that's the place we want to be. So this is a contradiction that Texas created. They've positioned themselves as this freedom state and this beacon of freedom. Less government, more individual rights, but this law requires government permission slips to access basic information like the weather. It's the most un-Texas thing Texas has done in recent memory. So what we learned here is that when you pass sweeping laws without thinking about the implications and even the Constitution, without data protection requirements, without limiting scope, without considering the First Amendment, you get sued by big tech, of all people, by students, by your own residents, and you will hopefully lose. So that's my update. I'll keep putting out content as we learn more about this, so stay subscribed if you want to keep updated on this. Link to the lawsuits are in the description, as well as the original video if you want a bit more context. If you like what we're doing here at TechLore, it's much appreciated if you get involved and support us somehow. You can become members on YouTube, you can join us on our forum, we're on Patreon, we support Monero tips if you want to do things more privately. You can find that all down in the description. There's a little support link. Thank you everybody who already supports us, and then you can also check out this video I made on top encrypted services, which ideally don't get banned anytime soon and allow you to reclaim your privacy and security in very simple, easy to do ways for yourself and your loved ones. So see you there.